And on Fridays, we talk about your money. Today, tackling health care in retirement. We called Gail Marks Jarvis, who writes a column about personal finance for the Chicago Tribune, and asked her what people approaching 60 or 62 should be concerned about.
Well, as people go into retirement, they have no idea what they're going to need for retirement. And according to federal figures, most people on the verge of retirement have saved no more than $88,000, and that translates to just $650 a month for living expenses, which is almost nothing compared to what they'll probably need.
But, of course, you may have only saved that much, but there's theoretically Social Security and also other sort of retirement income.
That's correct. Social Security for the average person is about $1,010 a month. So you add that up and you have about $1,650. And health insurance alone, which a lot of people forget to think about, is going to cost for a couple about $330 a month on average. This is one of the big mistakes people make. They think Medicare is going to take care of all their health needs. And in fact, Medicare only covers part of your health needs. If you go to a doctor, you still have to pay about 20% of that. If you get an x-ray, you still have to pay about 20% of that. So people buy supplemental insurance.
And how much of the workforce has retirement that includes health insurance?
This is another big mistake people make. They think that when they retire, someone is going to be providing health insurance for them the same way that if they were lucky enough to have it on a job while working, that will continue. And in fact, that does not continue for most people. It did at one point. If you go back to the 1980s, about 66% of large employers promised to pay their health insurance for their employees once they retired. But now that's down to about 11%. And most employers that are providing that health insurance are looking for a way to yank it.
What do you suggest? What are the different sorts of things that people can do to plan ahead to make sure they aren't stuck?
You can go to a site called choosetosave.org and run a ballpark calculation about whether you're saving enough for retirement, and it also shows you how to catch up if you've been falling behind. The other thing is if you're thinking of retiring early, make sure you pay attention to healthcare costs. The cost of insurance in that time period between about 60 and 65 is astronomical. It could cost you $1,000 a month, and that could deplete your savings very quickly.
It sounds like excellent advice to talk about planning ahead and saving more, but what about for those who just can't squeeze out more for savings?
It's interesting that you make that point because there was some research done by the Employee Benefit Research Institute a couple of years ago, and they went to a cross-section of Americans, and they asked all of them, do you think you could save $20 a week? And almost everyone said that they could save $20 a week. They just didn't think that it mattered. And what people need to realize is that $20 a week matters a lot. In fact, if you start in your first job and you save $20 a week, you're going to have $1 million by the time you retire.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gail Marks Jarvis is author of the book Saving for Retirement Without Living Like a Pauper or Winning the Lottery. For her tips on how to avoid going broke, visit npr.org.